USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new president and first lady are in their home. Joe and Jill Biden walked the last part of the inaugural parade route and then entered the main doors of the White House with members of the large Biden family. When it comes to working on legislation with the new president, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News,
infrastructure, maybe something on immigration, smaller. But at the end of the day, I think President Biden deserves his cabinet. I'll be voting for the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State nominees. I think they're both highly qualified, and I want to work with President Biden to get his team in place.
The Dow continuing to set records as it did under the Trump administration. Your final numbers at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 258 points to close at 31,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before leaving Washington, D.C., then-President Trump held a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together.
The president highlighting his accomplishments.
We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration.
The president also with kind words for the Biden administration.
I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular.
Lottery players once again failing to win the Mega Millions top prize, sending the jackpot soaring to close to $1 billion on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The NFC and AFC Championship game set to take place Sunday. The Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first game at Lambeau Field. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says he believes the Green Bay Packers have an advantage since they are playing at home.
Typically, especially when you get into postseason play, the home team has a decisive advantage. And anytime the Packers are playing at home, that's a big advantage for them with their fan base and then the weather that factors into that. This year, because of the pandemic, most of these stadiums have been totally empty. I know Lambeau's going to have about 3,500 fans. That certainly helps with the energy for the Packers, but I've said throughout the season that the Packers and some of these teams in the Midwest or the Northeast have an advantage with the weather. And for a team like Tampa going into Wisconsin and trying to play in those conditions when they haven't really done a lot of that this year, I do think that it favors Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And no matter which teams win on Sunday, they will both be part of something that's never happened in the NFL.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked 4 postseason games in her 6 seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.